This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Redistricting maps target La Malfa and Valadao. DOJ sues to halt truck rules. And Maha mystery continues. California Democrats unveil new maps targeting GOP seats. California Democrats rolled out a mid-decade redistricting plan Friday. Could shift as many as 5 Republican-held U.S. House seats. The move is framed as a counter to GOP-drawn maps in Texas and other red states. The proposed bypasses the state's Independent Redistricting Commission and would need approval from the legislature before going to voters in a November special election. If enacted, the maps would be in effect for the 26, 28, and 2030 cycles. GOP Representative Doug La Malfa of Richvale has long represented a safe Republican seat in Northeast California. But under the proposal, his district would take in more Democratic-leaning areas. Audrey Denny, Chicago Democrat who twice challenged La Malfa, said she plans to run again. GOP Representative David Valadao of Hanford is also at risk. His San Joaquin Valley district is already considered one of the state's most competitive. The proposed changes could further tilt the electorate, making re-election more difficult for the dairy farmer. The politics? Well, both La Malfa and Valadao sit on the House Agriculture Committee, putting two influential farm district voices in jeopardy. Republicans blasted the plan as a partisan power grab, La Malfa warning it would weaken the rural voices in Congress. Democrats countered that California simply responding to Republican maneuvers in other states and say the plan could restore balance to the House. Meanwhile, La Malfa's political vulnerability was on display last week when a town hall meeting in Reading turned chaotic. Dozens of constituents pressed him on immigration, water rights, and farm labor. The event grew heated at times, La Malfa trading sharp words with attendees before cutting the session short. DOJ sues to halt California's truck emission rules. U.S. Department of Justice launched two federal lawsuits last week seeking to terminate California's enforcement of its emission standards for heavy-duty trucks, contending that federal law preempts the state's authority. The cases target the Air Resources Board, arguing that its clean truck partnership with major truck and engine manufacturers improperly enforces rules made invalid after federal waivers were voided earlier this year. Those waivers, key to California's ability to set stricter emission requirements under the Clean Air Act, were rescinded in June when President Donald Trump signed a congressional resolution nullifying them. Despite this, CARB continues to enforce the regulations under the MOU, prompting the DOJ to assert that such actions undermine federal law and must cease. Truck makers, including Daimler and Volvo, also filed lawsuits in parallel with the DOJ actions, challenging CARB standards following the federal revocation. DOJ said its interventions uphold Trump's agenda of eliminating electric vehicle mandates, leveling the regulatory playing field across states, and promoting what it describes as consumer choice. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Some industry critics angry over reported Maha draft. The Make America Healthy Again recommendations were originally due out last week, but their release has been delayed amid some continued concerns about how they will address food and agriculture. The president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, Dwayne Simpson, notes that there is a long road ahead for the recommendations, whatever they are. The final end game of this, he says, does have to be that the proposed policies that come out of this have to go to the appropriate agencies and to Congress. And when they get there, there's going to be subject to public comment. Simpson speaking on this week's AgriPulse open mic. In the meantime, some environmental groups are lashing out at the Trump administration over a New York Times report that a draft of the MAHA recommendation stops short of proposing restrictions on pesticides and ultra-processed foods. The draft instead calls for research on issues such as electromagnetic radiation and children's oral health, and recommendations on such matters as breastfeeding, infertility, the dangers of vaping, that according to the Times. Carrie Hammerschlag, the deputy director of the Food and Agriculture Program at Friends of the Earth, called the draft recommendations, quote, a gift to the agrochemical industry and a slap in the face to the health of American people and the MAHA voters that helped elect him. Instead of protecting families from toxic pesticides, it proposes speeding up approvals and launching PR campaigns to convince the public that chemicals are safe because the EPA has, quote, robust review processes. Lori Ann Bird, environmental health director at the Centers for Biological Diversity, says this, quote, Big Ag's success in steamrolling the commission's attempt to act on pesticides is a gut punch to everyone who genuinely believed we could finally make progress on protecting children's health from these poisons. Now keep in mind, farm groups were upset at the references to pesticides in the initial report released in May, and there remains some concern within the industry that the recommendations could indirectly affect agriculture through the concept of limiting cumulative exposure to the substances such as air emissions, microplastics, pesticides, and other environmental factors. But it's still unclear what exactly will be in the report. Here's today's final word. The issue we're talking about today involves every square inch of the state of Texas, but also you'll find that it involves every square inch of the United States of America. That's Texas Governor Greg Abbott speaking at an Austin event with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, where she announced significant new spending in the fight against New World screwworm, a flesh-eating cattle pest. Here is a clarification. A previous Daybreak West attributed Representative Adam Gray with reports of unrest at an Almond Board meeting. The reports were shared with and recirculated by a media advisor to Gray, and the lawmaker was not involved. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 18th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Nally.